Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Trail and Errors once again, maybe, or for the first time. Hello. We're just leaving the Burney Creek campground. We're on our way towards Burney Falls. It's going to be so sick. So, for those who missed out on last episode, we walked from the Hat Creek Valley Rim down across Hat Creek Valley, east to west, to the Burney Mountain Ranch, through sort of like lava fields and like really exposed sort of dry grasslands. It was a nice hot day. We then chilled out the mountain ranch for an hour or two, trying to kill some of the heat of the day. And then from there, we did another 8 miles, making it a 24-mile day to the Burney Creek. And then that meant that we were 1 mile away from this thing called the Burney Falls. The Burney Falls is an amazing waterfall, which slightly off trail, but it's going to be totally worth it. We've seen a few of our friends who are up ahead have like posted pictures of it and videos of it, and it just looks absolutely insane. So it's going to be cool to see it with our own eyes today. Beyond that, not too sure what's coming up today. We've got a big climb. Yeah, big climb, which goes up by 2,000 feet of elevation gain, but over quite a few miles, so hopefully it should be okay. But it's probably going to be another hot day, so that's going to be a slog, no doubt. But yeah, apart from all that, not too sure what other kind of milestones we've got coming up. But if you fancy joining us on the trail today, feel free. Thank you for joining us.
Which way? Falls Loop, or which way do we just go to see the falls? Go ask these guys. I don't want to do a loop if we can avoid it.
No, I know.
Burney Falls has to be one of the most immense waterfalls and most beautiful natural falls I have ever seen. This thing kicks it out of the stadium, bro. It's so sick. Burney Falls stands at 129 foot, and the pool at the bottom is 22 foot deep. Now, I'm not saying that you can or that you should, but I say that you could jump from the top of that. But the fall itself is just like, it's a runoff from Burney Creek. So you've got all of this water flowing through just a nice calm creek at the top, and then it drops off of this massive shelf that falls down the whole 129 foot. There's probably two main falls coming down, but all around in the bowl is water trickling down from its own little mini falls and little rivers and tributaries. To the right hand side of the two main falls is just like this beautiful layer of rock, below which stands all of this moss and plant and fern. And from below the rock is dry, but from below the rock are just torrents of streams of water falling down onto like the most picturesque rock fall you've ever seen. The water in the pool is like a deep blue, and you can see a lighter blue shade where the impact of the water is kind of creating a current through it, and then the pool itself then goes down back into Burney Creek. It's just one of the most beautifully naturally architectured falls ever. Like, this is the kind of thing that people try to replicate in their gardens all of the time. Just amazing little flows of streams of water. I just don't understand how this is naturally formed. It's so perfect. It's so gorgeous. It's estimated that about 100 million gallons of water flows through the fall daily. 100 million. Wow! Molly, I'm taking a picture of you. Let's get down there, I'll take a picture of you. Now, Molly was going to jump in, but I think it's too cold and too early. But she did really want to. I think you should do it. It would be so cold. Since the falls we've walked across the Pitt River by the dam, and the Pitt River is a beautiful, meandering, wide and deep river. It looks so beautiful in the morning light. And on the other side of the dam, we bumped into these two fly fishermen who were getting ready to set out on a weekend trip. And they got chatting to us about the PCT and were kind enough to give us some snacks. Yay! So we've got some extra stuff, most of which we've eaten already. We started doing a bit of a climb, but it's not the big climb of the day, just a little one. But the past few days have been so flat that any form of uphill right now is just kind of like, what? Where's this come from? But I think we're kind of rolling around the valley hills of the Pitt River and probably other rivers today. So yeah, I can expect it to be quite up and down as we go up onto the valley ridges and etc. Going above 6,000 foot of elevation today, I think, which is cool. I haven't done that for a few days. Been pretty low. So yeah, back up to what we're used to, I guess. Don't believe it. I just saw my first bear. And it was exactly how I've always been told that I'm going to see my first bear. It's butt running away. Wow. Hey, bear. I don't know. Just kind of hoping it's going to respond. That was cool. Barely saw a thing. That was awesome. It's just like walking along, listening to my audiobook, and I hear a lot of rustling to my left. And I'm like, oh, probably deer, because we've been coming across so many deer today. Look to my left, and I'm like, actually, that's kind of an unusual rustling. It's more of like a, something's like shuffling its way through the leaves as opposed to like hopping over it. And then I look, and just as it dipped over the ridge, I just saw a really hairy ass butt and two little ears just run down the side of the ridge. Now, it wasn't huge, so that's got me thinking, was that a cub? And there's something rustling in the bushes to my right. Is that the mum? I don't think so, though. I think that was a younger individual. Here comes Molly. That was so cool, though. Sorry, I'm just like on the lookout now. That was awesome. Molly's going to hate this. Hey, Mol. I hate to say it, mate. I just saw a bear.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really, really briefly. It was like exactly how people say you're going to see a bear. Yeah. Like it's butt running away.
Oh, cool. How exciting, really.
But yeah, it was just off to the left. I was just walking around the corner, listening to my book and stuff, and I heard a load of shuffling, and I thought, oh, dear. And then I looked to my left, and I just saw its black, hairy ass running over the ridge with its two little ears, and it was like, like sprinting over the ridge. But it was quite a small one.
Cute.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm honestly really happy for you. I'm not like...
Oh, good. I thought you were going to be annoyed.
No, I'm not kidding.
It was like just up there.
Because I know you wanted to see it more than I did. So
yeah.
I'm really happy for you, honey.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Because I was kind of like worried that I might see one and you
wouldn't. Oh, right. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
No, that was cool. It was so cool. It was like... Bless it though, they are so cute. Like it was pegging it. It was just like, no! And running away like, ah! Yeah, that was awesome.
Woo! Well done,
mate. Thank you, cheers. Yeah, I'm pumped about that. That was awesome.
Well done.
Second wildlife spot of the day, rattlesnake. Nice and long one. I'm seeing him slither through the bush now. He rattled at me as I walked past, but to be honest, I wasn't too phased. It sounded quite distant and I was just walking at a good pace, but I'm seeing him go past now. He's about 2 or 3 foot long. He's got nice stripes down towards his tail there, like a kind of a dark coloured back and a light belly, and the stripes towards the back of his body are like extensions from the lighter colour on the underside. It's a beautiful animal. I'm lucky to see him. You can see his rattle at the back of the tail. Just trying to see his trajectory of where he's heading towards, because he's kind of going at a slight diagonal. And I've like walked past him, so that diagonal's kind of heading straight towards where my poles are. He's moving so slow. I'm waiting here for Molly to come past so that she doesn't have to deal with it, but I'm gonna keep my eye on where he's at. Can't see where he's gone now. Okay, see his rattle, he's stopped moving. He's obviously seen that I'm moving around here. But that's good. As long as he's not caught up, he's not an issue for us. There he is. Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna wait for Molly to come up. Oh, exactly what I thought was going to happen is happening. Mr. Rattle here is wanting to cross the path. My poles are on the other side of him. Not a big deal, but calling back to our encounter with a rattlesnake back in Southern California, as soon as he noticed that I was there, he just curled up and just stood his ground. Wow, he's coming out now. Beautiful colour. Gorgeous colour. Okay, I'm going to have to... Rattlesnake, right here, come here. Look at that. You see it? Molly, go quick. There.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I've been watching him. I was waiting here for a while so that I could warn you of him. And I was watching him go through the bush. And then he just decided, oh, yeah, I'm going to come out across the trail.
Oh, my God.
And now he's doing exactly what I thought he was going to do again, just sitting there.
Well, so he was rattling in the bush, was he?
Yeah. I just, like, walked past him. He was rattling. I was like, eh, whatever. And then I thought, oh, I should probably tell Molly. Did you see his head?
No.
Why did you walk up so slow?
What?
He's a big guy, he's about 3 foot long.
He's got like a greeny body.
He does, yeah.
Can I throw a little rock at him?
Yeah, get him moving on.
Go on.
Move on, friend.
That's it.
Good boy. Or girl. There you go, he's slithering off into the bush. Into the bush. Yeah, he was quite big. He was a lot bigger than the other ones that we've seen.
It's not coiling, is it?
Don't think so. You got eyes on? Oh, no, I see him. He's going down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So can I go past?
Yeah. Yeah, his head's like 3 meters away from the path now. Yeah, he's a thick fella. Okay, he's caught up now. And he's facing you, but he's far away. You see him?
That's his face. Oh, yeah.
Get out of my face, mosquito. Yeah, I'm glad you came over when he was coming across the trail. Love that noise. Just eating lunch. Now Molly and I are lying down having a little nap underneath some fir trees, listening to the wind rustling through their top canopy. And it's such a beautiful white noise to doze off to. Done about 12 miles today. The aim, well, we didn't really have an aim when we left, but my personal aim was something around 24, similar to yesterday. Maybe a bit more, but that means we only have to do 12 again. Molly's completely right. I was feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't really want to take a nap. But then she said, yesterday, we left the place at... Actually, we left it at like 4:45, you know. Yeah. You first suggested leaving the ranch at 4, and I was like, meh. And then I had to get all my shoes on and everything. So we left at about 4:45. And we did 9 miles at that point. And it's only like 1:15 now. So we got loads of time. Oh, this is the kind of hiking that we wanted to do. So nice. Just relax and enjoy it. Take in everything around you.
So after our nap, the trail has wound its way up further, kind of to a ridgeline now, through woodland, beautiful woodland actually, on a fairly gradual incline too. So it's been really, really like, it's been quite easy walking, being able to put in some good pace and just been listening to my audiobook and enjoying the cool shade and breeze coming through the trees. It's been really, really lovely. Passed by a couple of PCTA volunteers or workers clearing the trail, and we haven't come across many of them. I think this is probably only the second or third time on the trail that we've come across workers on the trail, but I always make sure to thank them for what they're doing, because without them the trail would be a completely different thing. It's been so well maintained and managed for the vast majority of the of our time out here, and I just went through the bit just after where they were working, and I could see what they were doing. They were clearing any overhanging and overgrown bushes from the off season, I suppose. And honestly, what they do is just brilliant, because I walked through the bit that they hadn't done, and it was dense bush, essentially just been bushwhacking through, following the trail. Yeah, and now we're kind of like up on this ridgeline. Molly's a bit behind, so I'm just going to wait here for her, waiting in some shade. I'm not particularly hot, but you can just tell I'm going to be out in the open from here on for a little bit, so taking the time to enjoy the nice cool air. And I've got an absolutely incredible view of Mount Shasta right in front of me. Again, clouds just below its summit. It's just so beautiful when that happens, and the mountain just pokes its head out of a little cloud cover. It's just the most beautiful mountain you ever did see. It's got a perfect, I don't know, it must be forest or something, but a perfect little line where the snow line appears to begin, but I'm pretty sure it's forest just below, so it's probably got snow in there as well. And all of the chutes and all of the slopes are covered in snow, thick layer of snow with some rocky outlets just poking out. And it's just a beautiful conical shape just sticking out of these rolling ranges and foothills of forests and everything. It's just it's so gorgeous. The only clouds in the area are the clouds surrounding the summit of Mount Shasta. Screw it. I'm going to go through a little bit of factage with the Shasta. Let me find my little data. So like Mount Lassen, Mount Shasta is obviously a mountain formed on this volcanic arc, which goes from British Columbia down to Northern California, where we are now, which means it is technically a volcano. It's potentially active too. It stands at 14,179 feet, so only just a little bit below Mount Whitney. So that's a big, big mountain right there. And it's the second highest peak in the Cascades and the fifth highest in the state. Oh, fifth highest in the state. That's crazy. Oh. So, Mount Shasta is the most voluminous stratovolcano in the Cascade Volcanic Arc. So this is the largest stratovolcano in the Cascade Mountain Range. That's really, really cool. It's the second highest, but in terms of volume, it's the largest. And the mountain and surrounding areas are part of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Now, I'm not sure if I'm in Shasta Trinity National Forest yet. I don't think I am. I haven't seen any signs for that. but I believe we either skirt around its edge or we do pass through. But then obviously, so that's it. So it's a bloody big mountain. It's famous on the PCT for being visible for hundreds and hundreds of miles along the trail. People can see it for weeks. And that is of no complaint. It is just a stunning, I was going to say stunning little thing, but it's not little at all. But it's a stunning mountain to be able to look at. And it's one of those kind of formations, mountains, geological things, which like just gets you going. When you see that, you just feel a bit of a morale boost and you're like, boom, I want to get closer to that thing. Or like, at least it's a good reference point for distances. So the other day when we saw it, so 2 days ago was probably when we first saw it, it was like on the horizon, and now it's very much closer than it was. It's you know, it's foreseeable that I could be walking to its base within like 2 days, which we're basically doing when we're going to Dunsmuir. I think Dunsmuir is meant to be a town fairly close to Mount Shasta, so that's quite nice. I'm using it as kind of a reference to how close we're getting to Dunsmuir. But then also afterwards, once you're past it, you can use it as a reference for, I suppose, kind of Northern California when you're in Oregon. You know, like once you're past Mount Shasta, you're very much close to the Oregon border then. You've only got like Etna to go, and then soon you'll be across the border into Ashland and you'll still be able to see it. So yeah, for the first week or so in Oregon, I think we'll be able to see Mount Shasta. Hello, and here comes the Molly Moo. What? Oh, all the bush? Yeah. Look at that, isn't that gorgeous?
Manchester!
It's nice, isn't it?
We're way closer than we were before.
I know, I was literally just saying that. It's a nice reference point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny because I merged out the trees, I was like, ah!
So we're like...
It's like zoomed in.
How far is Dunsmuir from Manchester? It's not too far. Because I've been using it as kind of a reference point for that. And I was like, wow, we're a lot closer.
Yeah, it's a fairly good reference.
Yeah.
So hot. Oh, how are you?
I'm good. I've been storming along. I was enjoying that little walk along below the power lines. I sat there for a little while. That was nice. And then I thought I'd come and wait here because I wanted to see Mount Shasta with you. The boy Mount Shasta.
He's a girl.
Or the girl Mount Shasta. So I just refer to everything as a boy because I'm just...
Just automatically.
Yeah, I'm just a horrible human being.
I'm really hot.
You're gonna sit on my bag, are you?
I want to. Well, it's kind of like in the city.
You can throw it away. Throw it to one side.
Maybe I'll just sit on this
rock. Okay. Oh. Da-da-da-da-da. Dum dum.
Oh, it's very bushy.
Very bushy.
Yay! So we got to the top.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! Yeg.
Yeg.
So what does that mean? That means, like. What was it, 36?
I can't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah.
436 was like the top point, I think.
No, 434, I can't remember.
Well, no, because 433 was the top of the first one.
No, 431 was the top of the first.
Was it? Oh, maybe it was 434 then. Molly Meadows.
I can check if you want.
Yeah, have a little looky.
Yeah.
I hope it's 436.
I don't think it is.
No, because I was going to say then we only have 8. If we wanted to get to 444. Dum 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 dum.
Yeah,
434. 434.6. No, is that where we are?
434.6. Yeah, which is what I thought. Like that's what I thought we'd be at, and I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm quite pleased.
You always
pleased
do
that.
This to me, where you're like, boo, and I'm like, no, happy.
Sorry, no, I am happy. I am happy. It's my own fault, because when I'm walking along that fast, I'm not thinking about how long it's taken. So I'm just like, oh, I think I've done. I feel as if I've done 5 miles, for example.
Yeah.
And then reality tells me I've done 2 or 3. And I'm
well,
like,
done
4.6. 4.6 from lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good.
I know.
I know. I was using 5 as an example. No. I'm happy. I'm happy. I mean, it means we've only got 10 miles. That's not a lot. If we wanted to get to that campsite. We should make it 26.
just had another bear encounter. One day, two bear encounters for the very first time. What is up with that? This one was a little bit nerve-wracking, actually. Not really for me. So I had walked on ahead. Molly and I had decided that we were going to meet in 4 miles time at this place called Kosk Spring. And that's where we would collect water. That would be our 22 mile mark. And then we can figure out what we want to do, like how we're feeling, how many more miles, if we want to do any more kind of thing. Anyway, so I walk off and I get to the point. See, I don't have gut hooks. Molly's got the gut hooks. So I get to the point where I'm like, is there a possibility that I've gone past the spring? Because I've been walking for quite a while now. I've been walking at quite a pace. And I was like, I feel like I should be coming up onto the spring in a second. So we get to this like dirt road and I see the bag of someone that we know. And he's not around. So I'm thinking, okay, he's probably gone to the loo or something. But I also see that up the dirt road is like a little makeshift bench kind of thing. So I think, okay, I'll make the use of that. I sit there for a while. He comes back up. It looked like he collected water. I was like, I wonder if this is the spring. He walks on by, wait a little bit longer. Puns walks on by. And I'm there like waiting for Molly, thinking, okay, she's not too far behind, I don't think. And they're waiting for a while and it's deadly silent. And I start thinking, well, first of all, I start hearing stuff in the woods to my right. And I'm like, what if a bear just came around the corner? And I'm sat there perfectly silently. You know, how would I alert it to my presence without scaring it or like jolting it or anything like that? So I'm thinking about this, and as I'm thinking about this, I'm looking to the bush on my right, and then I look back down the dirt road just in time to see a big black bear walking up from the dirt road and then turning back, turning onto the PCT the way that I had originally came. And I was like, whoa, that was cool. That was definitely a bear sighting. That feels cool. That's the second one today. And then following behind come four cubs, 1, 2, 3, 4, single file, running along. And at first I was like, oh wow, that was beautiful. And then I think, oh no, they've just walked down the PCT and I'm expecting Molly to come up there any minute now. So I'm like, oh crap. So I like, I don't know, I grab my poles. Hang on, sorry, I have to duck under a bloody bush. Out my head. So I grab my poles, I sling my bag on, and I kind of stand there for a bit, kind of trying to work out what do I do in this situation. I can then hear the bears walking through the woodland on my left, and it sounds as if they've like come off of the PCT and they're now walking through the trees and everything. And I was like, okay, at least they're not on the PCT, but that now definitely means that they are like essentially, I don't know, 20 meters away from me. And I can hear them in there for quite a while. So I'm like, oh, jeez, what are they doing? And I think, okay, well, you're meant to make noise, right? You're meant to make noise so that they know that you're there. So I'm thinking of what noise to make. A whistle, just to, like, in case Molly is nearby, to, like, grab her attention or something. I walk around, I kick a couple of stones. I'm trying to make, like, natural noise. And the rustling's still going on, literally in the bushes to my left. And I'm like, damn, like, if Mama Bear pokes her head out and she just sees me walking around, not making much noise, and I startle her, and like she's got her four cubs, like what could happen here that could potentially go wrong? So I'm a big boy, you know, so I whack out my little knife. It's literally a tiny knife. The blade is about 2 inches long, so that's not going to do anything, but it just makes me feel a little bit comfortable. And I'm just sort of standing there thinking, what am I doing? I tap my poles together, I like call out to Molly a little bit just in case she's around. And as I'm doing this, each time I do it, the rustling in the bushes gets more intense, or they just gets more intense, and I can't tell if it's coming closer or further away. But obviously I get scared, so I get quiet, and then I'm like, damn it, Ethan, you can't get quiet in this situation. Anywho, eventually I'm still hearing them rustling around, but eventually Molly comes down the path and I tell her all about it, and she's like amazed, and she wants to like see them if she can. So she sort of looks around into the bushes, and at this point there's still some like crunching and rumbling going on in there, but it's kind of died down now, and it's hard to tell whether or not that's even the bears. But I was just so thankful to see her. I was also kind of bummed that she didn't get to see them or anything. I mean, it would have been quite cool for her to see them on the trail, but I was just figuring in this case, because it was a family, hell's no, I did not want that. And I was kind of prepared, if
I hadn't heard them rustling in the bushes on the left. I was prepared to leave it some time and to follow them down the PCT, like, quietly and not, like, right behind them, like, not within sight of them. Just in case, like, if Molly came around the corner and was startled and made a noise and perhaps that startled them, then if I caught a glimpse of that happening, maybe I could help out by causing a distraction. I don't know. I was in pure boyfriend mode, and I was like, this is it. Lay down your life for your girlfriend. You got, like, if shit goes down, you got to be there. You can't just stand here and think, well, hopefully Molly walks out okay. So A, thankfully they went into the bush. B, thankfully they didn't really pay much attention to me. C, thankfully I got to see them. D, sad Molly didn't get to see them. But hey ho, I've left Molly up there by the bags, because the Kosk spring, which is actually where we were, was 0.2 miles off of the trail. So I've come down to the spring. You can hear it in the background. I'm going to fill up our waters, and then we're going to figure out what we want to do. But we figured it would be silly for us to leave our bags up there knowing that a bear's just passed through. So Molly's up there looking after the bags, and hopefully she'll still be there when I get back. But it was awesome. Two bear encounters in one day. What a beautiful animal as well. And the cubs, adorable. So, so adorable. Like small, about the size of small dogs, I would say, for at least from where I saw them. But Mama Bear, she was a plump beast. She was a big, big animal. And again, I didn't really get to see her face much, but I just saw her round body as it went round the corner and onto the PCT. And for this animal so large, surprisingly silent, so that's always good, I guess. But anyway, I'm gonna grab this water and then we'll go meet up with Molly.
Which way? Sorry, just before you start, which way?
Heads that way. Tails is where I think. Okay. I reckon. Made it to camp, peeps. I think this is,
you know what? It's been the most beautiful evening, right?
Oh, stunning. Amazing sunset over Shasta. We've got a beautiful view. Shasta's now like silhouetted on her horizon, and we're setting up camp among this kind of open, I don't know, what would you call this, like open section of coppice, meadowy thing,
forest, I don't know, clearing.
And we're with Bad Mum, Puns, Topo,
Carson,
and Carson. Yeah, it's awesome. It's so nice. We're gonna set up camp, go eat food with them, come have a decent sleep after what's been quite a long, hot, exhausting day.
Achy. Just a little shout out to the wildlife today. I didn't see any bears, but Ethan went from seeing zero bears to seeing six bears in 24 hours.
Four cubs, potentially five cubs, and at least one confirmed adult mum. Yeah, I know, today's been awesome.
And then just on the, like, near the end of the day, we saw a quail with loads of baby quail.
And they're your favourite.
My favourite. Some baby quail, they were so cute.
No, they were adorable.
And I saw baby deer.
It's been a day for babies.
Rattlesnake.
Oh, rattlesnake, forgot about that. What a day for wildlife.
Friendly.
Yeah.
And also, the last part of the trail was literally, there was no trail.
Mm.
So, lots of plants as well. Just nature galore.
What, like, beautiful...
Beautiful plants. Like, I don't know, like wild lupins. Like,
yeah. Like
violet.
Spires of, like, these, I don't know, thin, pointy green leaves are, like, going upwards. And then it's, like, a series of pink bells at the top. Really, really gorgeous. But, like I said, we're tired. And we're hungry. So... food and bed is on the menu for us, I think. I've got a word that's original in my mouth. Absolutely glorious, mate. Haven't had one of those for years.
Yeah, it's like a grandma's treat, isn't it?
So sugary, so good.
Come on!
Okay, let's do this. Right, I'm signing off for the end of today. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a long day, but it was a good day. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope... it wasn't too much of me. There wasn't too much of Molly today. Molly, say hello. I left Molly behind. I was just on a roll. Like, it was just one of those days where I was just like, I'm good.
It's frustrating because I was not on a roll today. I was actually feeling, like, negative. Not like that I want to go slow, just I didn't want to go fast. So I felt really like I was holding Ethan back.
No, not at all. It gave me an opportunity to have lots of rest and see the bears. So, really, I owe it to you, mate. I wouldn't have seen those bears if I was... if we were walking together.
Well, you might have been. Actually, no, you wouldn't have.
No.
But yeah, thank you for joining us today. A good night.